This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. More school district superintendents say they can't enroll hundreds of children in Colorado's universal preschool program. Senator Barbara Kirkmeyer took issue with state leaders' lack of answers.
Wrong. They should be pulling everybody in and saying, what's it going to take to shut down this lawsuit? And what's it going to take to get these kids into school?
Governor Jared Polis has been touring preschools across the state over the past 2 weeks. He says more than 36,000 children are signed up and 80% of families got matched with their first choice. A new study has named Colorado Springs the most pet-friendly city in the country. It analyzed things like the number of dog parks, pet-friendly restaurants, and the cost of visits to the vet. Colorado as a whole was ranked highly for the number of hotels that allow pets, among other factors. Other top cities include Madison, Wisconsin, and Portland, Oregon. A very pregnant orangutan at the Denver Zoo is past her due date. 14-year-old Irina is carrying her first baby, and she's expected to go into labor at any moment. A team of OBGYNs who treat human women are on standby to assist if a C-section is required. If all goes well, this would be the first Sumatran orangutan born at the Denver Zoo since 2018. Sumatran orangutans are critically endangered, so the zoo says this is a big win for species conservation. This is CPR News and KRCC. In Grand Junction, it is a sunny day, highs in the lower 90s, and in Denver and Fort Collins, thunderstorms are likely this afternoon. Highs are in the lower 80s, upper 70s. The rest of this week across most of the state should be pretty sunny, with things warming back up by the end of the week. Coming up next, let's get some fresh air. Thank you for hanging out with us on this Monday.